Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 202.
What's up, everyone? In this episode, I'm going to teach you the three essentials of adult learning. Let's get some. T-Money, one of my values of being a G is growth. I really value learning. And also one of my values is giving. Serving. So I teach for a living. I sit on a stage or on a virtual platform, and I have the privilege to educate, you know, and to consult and to lead people and give them tools and strategies, not just inspiration, not just motivation, but tools. I mean, this very podcast is a platform to do that. And the subtitle of Master Mindset Podcast is Tools to Win the Inner Game. And my master's is in education, with the emphasis in leadership. So I'm just really into, how do I educate? How do I teach? How do I impact better? And oddly enough, my last plane ride, I was sitting next to someone, and we get into talking about, you know, life and what we do. And she shared with me that she's an educational specialist, and she specializes in adult learning. And she travels the country and teaches leaders on adult learning. I was like, wow, well, I travel the country and teach people about mindset and culture and sales stuff. Just tell me, like, what are the essentials for adult learning? What do we need? And it's interesting. And I think I did some of these innately, but it felt good that she gave me a system. But before I give you the three, T-Money, you don't know what the three are. For you to engage with a leader, for you to allow someone to influence you to change your behavior, what do you look for?
I think that we have a connection or a relationship. Like, in coming with that, just like to see that they care about me and my development. Let's see what else. I mean, I think, yeah, like the relationship part is the biggest thing for me.
Well, how much challenge I mean, that? What if someone's coming in to Paris, France for a 2-hour seminar and you don't know them?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. I would say, like, one thing is like that they are like passionate about the specific topic, and like they have credibility. Like, I don't want to like dog someone for not having complete credibility, and then because they still could have good wisdom and advice there. But I think that's one thing that I'll look for, is like just that they have had success or have credibility behind them in whatever it is they're talking about.
Okay, good. So I'm gonna get into this. So I'm gonna first give you what I've uncovered, the three things you need to persuade somebody, and then I'll give you the adult learning three. So to persuade someone, and I almost feel like when you're in an educational role, you kind of need to persuade people, like in a productive, positive way, because most people, they're skeptical. Most adult learners are skeptical. And we've been bombarded with marketing, you know, especially with social media and emails and pop-ups and Google ads. There's just commercials. They're just, dude, we are so inundated with someone selling something. And when you're teaching somebody, you're kind of selling an idea. So the first three, before we get into the adult learning, is for me to listen to you and trust you. I'm doing this quick assertion and analyzing very fastly. Is this person credible? Am I emotionally connected to what they're talking about? And does this logically make sense? So number one, I think when you're presenting, talking, you should kind of present some social proof on what gives you the authority to be in that position. And using story, to me, is the best way to tie in emotion. And logically, what's some science, some data to support your claim or what you're offering? But once that's established, here are the three things that she told me, okay? Again, we're talking about adult learning. So if you're teaching to children or younger people, just having a title, they're going to look up and respect you. Adults don't have that same mindset. So the first thing you should do when you're addressing an adult audience, you're trying to teach, educate them, is to acknowledge their experience. Is to step in almost from a peer perspective and just maybe do your homework and just say, hey, great job. I've noticed and I respect your years of experience, and you have background in this topic. So I'm just grateful to kind of collaborate with you. And I love this thought from Mary Kay. She once said, people support what they help build. So acknowledge them, but then lean into number two is to involve them. Get them engaged and involved in the learning. Instead of being a stage on the stage from Justin Sua, be a guide on the side. And don't talk with. Have a conversation, not this like monologue where you're just up on a soapbox. Like, acknowledge their experience, acknowledge their years of giving and serving in this perspective and whatever kind of capacity they're in, but then involve them. I think learners today, we want to be engaged with it. I mean, our attention span is next to zero. So have a variety of the tools, strategies to get them engaged, create an experience for the learner. And then the last one is, I just summarize it in what I learned in sales years ago is, what's the WIFM? And WIFM is short for what's in it for me. Mm-hmm. So give them an outline. Here's the clear problem that we're going to address. Do you experience that? Well, I'm going to give you some strategies and some solutions to how to solve that problem. This is why you should pay attention. This is why you should listen. So we can't just roll out there and just expect people to listen without having, some strategy involved. So the first one is to acknowledge their experience, expertise, is to involve them, acknowledge, and then with them, what's in it for me? If you can do those three up front in your training, in your presentation, that's going to serve you well. So Team Money, of those three, involve, acknowledge, with them, what to you is the most important?
I think for me, the involve is like, just, I've always felt like I'm more of a hands-on learner. And so anytime that I can do things and get my hands on things and be involved in a process, I learn much better than sitting there and just taking in information. Some of like my favorite speeches or seminars I've been to or things like that are the ones where there's involvement from the audience, where it's asking people to be a part of it through just questions or demonstrations or things like that. I think that this really resonates more specifically with me. And I would, even like you said, like our attention spans these days are so close to nothing that being able to have things that involve the people are just make it so much more impactful. And especially for me, like I noticed that. So yeah, that's definitely, I think, the most valuable to me.
That's great. So if you're leading a small group, if you're having a conference call, if you're tasked to give a presentation on a certain topic, in that involved part, like do an activity, ask a question, have them draw something, have them turn to a partner, have them talk in a small group, give them an opportunity to share their expertise. Bring them along. You can't just throw fastballs. You got to throw changeup, curves, sliders, knuckleballs. You have to change it up on them so they feel like they're a part of it and they're engaged. Well, T-Money, that was a good one. Good job, fam. Hopefully you're taking notes on this one. We're kind of doing a little leadership teamwork episodes. This is kind of the second one. The first one we did earlier was the four killers of any partnership relationship. Now you got some tools on how to educate someone, how to get adult learners on board with what you're talking about teaching. So good job. Please share this episode. Give us a like, a review. That would do us a great service. We appreciate that. But Team Money, the body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.